ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The suspected gunman in the targeted shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO is fighting extradition to New York City to face murder charges. Luigi Mangione was taken into custody yesterday in Pennsylvania. He arrived at Blair County Courthouse shouting to the media. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Once he walked into the courtroom, he appeared a bit rumpled in a brown T-shirt and a wrinkled orange jumpsuit. He was shackled at the waist and at the ankles, and he challenged his extradition. He did not waive extradition to New York to fight the second-degree murder and other charges Mangione now faces in connection with the death of Brian Thompson.
He's now being held without bail. Aides say GOP leader Mitch McConnell is okay after falling today at a Senate luncheon. He was treated by medics briefly inside his office. In Southern California, a wildfire fueled by Santa Ana winds forced 18,000 from their homes in Malibu and is threatening Pepperdine University. This is ABC News. A battle is brewing between a Houston neighborhood and the U.S. Postal Service. That issue, the placement of residential mailboxes.
In Houston's Woodland Acres subdivision,
there's days we get mail and there's days we don't get mail.
Juanita Palacios mailbox is mounted next to the front door, meaning that a letter carrier would have to leave the mail truck to get to it. Because loose dogs roam the neighborhood, the post office is concerned about worker safety. 30-year resident Victor Rodriguez.
I understand about the dogs, but I don't have no control over no dog.
And neither he nor Palacios has plans to move the mailbox from the front door to the curb. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Under a new bill proposed in California, social media companies would be required to put warning labels on their platforms. It calls for those labels to disclose risks to mental health. The legislation cites anti-online violence and cyberbullying laws as precedent. Advocates of the bill say it will help parents decide if they should allow their kids to use the platforms. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Hello, down to 19 tonight with flurries possible. Wednesday, 25, scattered snow showers likely, a dusting to a half inch possible. Flurries on Wednesday night, a low of 2 degrees below zero with wind chills to minus 15. Thursday, partly cloudy, staying very cold, a high of just 10. And Friday, 25, with snow Friday night, possibly 3 to 5 inches of accumulation.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, and Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. The tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Simple phrase, from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
A turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bo Henriksen. You're listening to WRCO. And guess what? You have another chance at entering Civic Media's Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Now you have until the end of this hour to get that word texted in. Use the Civic Media app. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Easy as that. When you load up the app, you'll be able to pick a radio station. You'll scroll down, find WRCO, give that a click, and then hit the text button and text the following keyword, and you'll be entered to win. What's the word? Holly. H-O-L-L-Y. Holly. And do that, and you'll be entered to win into the contest. See? Easy as that. You have until the end of the hour, so be sure to do so. A lot of great prizes. The hourly prize for one of the lucky winners is either $100 cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I'm sure a lot of people could use either of those. And then you're entered into the grand prize. You could be one of the winners of one of the gifts from the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Those prizes include a robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, and luggage set. So, good luck. Again, you have until the end of the hour.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world, when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a high
store or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
I heard it on the street that you were seeing someone. It knocked me off my feet, I guess I walked in that one. Yeah, I haven't even cried, now you know that's a lie. I'm tearing up inside, this ain't easy, it's killing me. I'm going crazy. I think about you every single day, every second, every minute, every prayer I pray to get you back.
your couplet. Tore up, or tore down, everybody's gathering round. Boots swinging off the tailgate, look at all the rows straight. Memories of the days gone by, feeling every heartbeat, swaying to that George Strait. Man, I never got so high on the tailgate. They ain't just for parties, beer bongs and harlots and stories. That's what they're all told. Fishing, hunting, blood, sweat, and loving, hanging tight to the memories I hold on the tailgate. No makes and no models for country folks, only where you learn to drink bottles. Whiskey at Boone's Farm, yeah, that's where we are. In church or the workyard playing, we play hard on a tailgate. On a tailgate. Sweet memories of the days gone by. Fill up your cup. Well, tore up, tore down. Everybody's gathering round. Boots swinging off the tailgate. Look at all them rows straight. Memories of the days gone by. Feeling every heartbeat swaying to that George Strait. Man, I never got so high on a tailgate. They ain't just for parties, big balls and parties. All the tales they told. Laughing and loving, son of a gun, and hanging tight to the memories I own. Yeah, on a tailgate. Yeah, on a tailgate. On a tailgate. Sweet memories of the days gone by. On a tailgate. Yeah, on a tailgate. Sweet memories of the days gone by. On a tailgate. Sweet memories of the days gone by. On a tailgate. Ain't that right?
That's 3 Days Dirty here on WRCO with Ross Mead and Tailgate. Coming up tonight, we will have sports on the air, local sports, as two of our area teams do battle. In girls basketball, Richland Center hosts Riverdale. WRCO's Phil Nee will have the call. You can tune in here to WRCO FM 100.9. You can also listen to it live online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. Pregame time of around 7:10.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
100.9 WRCO. Don't it feel like something in the air right now? Don't it feel like you're about to scream? Let's pack all the bags and load the truck down and burn up a can of gasoline.
taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
Get you home alone.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Embattled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still working to shore up support on Capitol Hill.
Despite the turbulent rollout amid allegations of sexual assault and financial mismanagement, Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary now appears to have momentum. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who said last week that Hegseth's confirmation would be difficult, now sees it this way.
He's much better off this week than he was last week.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a combat veteran and survivor of sexual assault, appears to be warming to Hegseth. Ernst says he told her he would, quote, prioritize and strengthen her work to prevent sexual assault in the ranks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Luigi Mangione, the man charged in the murder of United Healthcare's CEO, now fighting extradition to New York. He remains held without bail in Pennsylvania. A federal judge blocking a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, agreeing with the Federal Trade Commission that a merger would be bad for consumers and workers by limiting competition. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil D. There's high school wrestling in the area tonight. Richland Center is at Kickapoo along with Viroqua. It's Poinette High School for River Valley and Waterloo this evening. Area boys basketball, Ithaca is on the road at North Crawford, Kickapoo at Weston, DeSoto at Seneca, Lafarge at Wazika Steuben. It's Mauston at River Valley, Cuba City at Riverdale, Boscobel at Mineral Point, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, Darlington at Fenimore, Potosi is at Highland. Girls basketball this evening, Ithaca is home against Nacita. Seneca is at Boscobel, North Crawford at Hillsboro, River Valley at Sauk Prairie, and coming up tonight on the radio, Riverdale at Richland Center. Richland Center's coach, Jeremy Cooey, talked about facing the Chieftains this evening.
You know, anytime we're playing the, we'll call them a little more local teams where we don't have to drive 45 minutes or more for a game, it's definitely a little more of a bragging rights game where, you know, when you see them around a little more often, it's nice to be able to have that W on your back.
Pre-game time around 7:15 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Wisconsin men's team will try to even its Big Ten conference record. Illinois will be trying to do the same this evening. Tip-off time 8 o'clock. Pre-game time 7 on WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450. The Wisconsin football program has signed a new offensive coordinator. Former Kansas assistant Jeff Grimes will replace Phil Longo. He has served as offensive coordinator for the last 10 years with stops at LSU, BYU, and Baylor. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Tonight, temperatures, around the mid-20 range as we're heading into the evening and overnight hours. Northwest winds 5 to 10, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, we'll be seeing scattered snow showers likely by late morning, a dusting to half inch possible, highs of 25, northwest winds 20 to 25. Wednesday night, though, pretty cold out there, lows of 1 below with a few flurries, wind chills could be 15 below. And on Thursday, sunny, highs of 10. It's a cloudy, 26 degrees, no precipitation. The barometer is at 29.98, rising slightly, and winds are out of the east at 5. Again, it's 26 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
that I was mesmerized by superpowers idolized. Every day it was my brother and me receiving those powers from our TV. Too scared to jump from the top of that tree. Special cape my brother tied to me. Lacked the courage I needed to try. Sure if I did that I could fly. Not a care, not a worry in any way. Leaving barefoot prints in the red Georgia clay. Only a cape and a leap of faith. Lucky enough to be Superman for a day. All grown up, 3 miles to feed. Bills to pay, working 60-hour weeks. I need superpowers of a different kind. Fly rod, a stream just to clear my mind. Too busy it seems. I've got the courage for lack of dreams. They say that a man can't act that way. I need even more to be Superman for a day.
Smith & Wesley, Superman for a day. Today could be your day to win with Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win contest that is still going on. You have until the end of this hour to get yourself signed up. All you got to do, use the Civic Media app. You can find it on the Apple or Google stores. Open the app, then look for WRCO when it gives you the list of radio stations. Hit the word text or the button text and text the keyword of this hour and you're entered to win. And that's how you do it. The word Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, two L's, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly. So be sure to get that in right now and you could be the winner of and one of the hourly winners of either $100 cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You're also entered to win in the grand prize. And that is to be one of the winners of an item from our gift grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. And some of those items including a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, and a luggage set. So you're injured for both, but yeah, get that in. You have until the end of the hour, and that's it. That's all you got to do. Again, the word Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. There you go. Here's Leland Martin.
Big arms like Aaron Tippin, I could have all the country girls flipping. Tight jeans like Neil McCoy, I'd have all the ladies saying, come here boy. An Elvis quiver in my voice. From all the women I could have my choice. John Michael Montgomery charm, I'd have country woody honeys hanging on my arms. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have all the pretty girls. Action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson. If I had George Strait's famous smile, I'd have women just going all wild. Eyes just like Tracy Bird, I'd give them love lessons like they deserve. Jump around like Brooks and Dunn, the little Miss Honky Tonk could be number one. If I could growl like old Conway and say hello, darling, when they go my way. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have
have all the pretty girls, and I'd be in on all the action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson. I'd have the ladies' hearts ache you breaking, put the girls in a screaming fit. If I had hair like Travis Tritt, leather pants like D. White Yoakum, I'd have them all on the dance floor smoking. Wore a hat just like Garth Brooks, and I knew you wanna get all them looks. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have all the pretty girls, and I'd be in on all the action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson. Yeah, I'm sure all the girls agree that I could use some of these things. I'd be in on all the action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson. Yeah, I'd be the main attraction if I had long legs like Alan Jackson.
Thank you.
Time right now for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers, combining a love for quality with a passion for community, and also creating a welcoming spot for families and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. For Anna Robertson, at 76, there was very little left in life except for her embroidery. She was a wizard with a needle and yarn. Anna lived on a little farm in New York State near the Vermont border. She had shared that country home with her husband until his death 7 years before. At first, Anna fought the emptiness by busying herself with farm chores and housework, but soon life demanded a slower pace. So her daughter suggested a hobby, specifically embroidery. It turned out to be an ideal suggestion, because through this newfound recreation, Anna awakened a dormant talent of considerable proportions. She embroidered landscapes primarily, exquisite and colorful scenes, the gentle interweaving of memory and imagination. And now, as I say, she was 76. But just as her past activities had been threatened by age, so was her only remaining hobby threatened. You see, the arthritis in her fingers had grown worse. Attempting to minimize the discomfort, Anna had wrapped her hands with bandages, and when that no longer helped, she consulted a book of home remedies. It prescribed a daily dose of 3 cups of milk with 3 to 5 drops of turpentine. It did no good, of course. At night, the ache kept Anna awake, and by day, she found the proper grasp of her embroidery needle increasingly difficult and eventually impossible. But you know, Anna just couldn't allow herself to go to seed. She'd been active all her life, and especially now she needed an expressive outlet, something to assuage her relentless restlessness. It was about then that Anna and her sister were reminiscing, recalling their childhood. Apparently, when Anna was a little girl, she amused herself by drawing pictures. She used everything imaginable to color them, berry juice, blue and red carpenter's chalk, even the paint her father used to mark livestock. The distant memories led to more recent ones. On rainy days, Anna had delighted her own children, and then her grandchildren, with clever little paintings and sketches. It was nothing to be taken seriously, until now. Because Anna, inspired by the scattered recollections of an earlier pastime, marched up to the attic, retrieved a can of old house paint and a piece of canvas used to patch a threshing machine cover. And so it began. Anna would certainly have been contented with her embroidery. Instead, arthritis forced her to trade her needle for a brush, and a brand new career was only beginning. Anna had never taken a lesson in art. She had never been to a museum, had never heard of Picasso or Van Gogh. And yet she, at 76, embarked on a shining artistic adventure of 25 more years. And before that odyssey was over, she had produced 1,500 paintings and had captured the imagination, the admiration, and the respect of artists and art lovers everywhere. You never knew the aging farm woman, frustrated because she could no longer embroider. But you remember her alternative, the incomparable, undying art of Anna Mary Robertson Moses, whom you know as Grandma Moses. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
WRCO Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
It's magic and memories,
magic and
wonders and wishes,
wonders
and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Once upon a Christmas, a long time ago, in a forest far away, stood a small unhappy poplar tree. It was surrounded by many other types of trees like pine and birch, oak and balsam. There was blue spruce and maple as well. It was almost an enchanted forest where things were different and yet things were the same. But this little poplar tree did not like who it was, with its branches bare of leaves on this soft Christmas Eve beneath a canopy of a million stars. It wanted to be a Christmas tree with lights, with baubles hanging from it and children squealing excitedly at its feet. It wanted to be special. God heard the little tree's plaintive cry and shone the moon on its ice-encrusted branches until the little tree glowed with ethereal majesty. And all of the forest guessed at its enthralling beauty and marveled at its enchantment. And the little tree knew then, on that Christmas Eve, that though he was one of many, many kinds, he was also very special and the only one of his kind. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
Wishing you all the treasures of Christmas, the warmth of home, the love of family, and the company of good friends. The very best to you this holiday season from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with six tag colors on sale every day.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Hey, Coach Johnson here, and I'm here to share with you some great news. I've been doing health coaching for nearly 4 years now, and I have to tell you, the company I work with has the best deal of the year, and I would even say it's been the best since I've been with them. So contact Coach Johnson at 604-7751 or direct message me on Facebook. The offer ends December 15th, so reach out today. And in light of the holiday spirit, I will personally add to the discount as a Christmas bonus gift. Remember, deal ends December 15th, and you can reach me at 608-604-7751 or find me, Jamie Johnson, on Facebook.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
WRCO 100.9.
Mountains and the colors of blue.
Sarah, the bottom on country and community. Towards the bottom of the month, actually, we will have an event coming up that everybody enjoys. Here's Phil.
Bring in the new year with WRCO Triviathon 2024. That's right, Triviathon returns. It'll be New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight. Get yourself together, get a team together, and have some fun with WRCO Radio. If you'd like to be an official member of the Triviathon teams, give us a call at WRCO during regular business hours at 608-647-2111. And then join us for Triviathon between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve.
Best wishes to you on your Tuesday evening. Of course, going to be around this for a low tonight, so temperature's not much to change. But by tomorrow night, that's when the chilly weather comes. Could be seeing one below for a low. Wind chills could be 15 below. I know. I don't enjoy saying it. The 5 News, sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Embattled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still working to shore up support on Capitol Hill.
Despite the turbulent rollout amid allegations of sexual assault and financial mismanagement, Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary now appears to have momentum. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who said last week that Hegseth's confirmation would be difficult, now sees it this way.
He's much better off this week than he was last week.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a combat veteran and survivor of sexual assault, appears to be warming to Hegseth. Ernst says he told her he would, quote, prioritize and strengthen her work to prevent sexual assault in the ranks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Luigi Mangione, the man charged in the murder of United Healthcare's CEO, now fighting extradition to New York. He remains held without bail in Pennsylvania. A federal judge blocking a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, agreeing with the Federal Trade Commission that a merger would be bad for consumers and workers by limiting competition. This is ABC News.